What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Come on!
So we have a little bit of breaking news. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. For the first time since Jordan partially owned the Hornets in 2023, MJ is going to be back in an NBA capacity. The NBA on NBC announcing via Twitter that they have added Michael Jordan as a special contributor to the network's NBA coverage starting next season.
When the music played, I thought you said he was unretiring again. I was really excited to go see him play.
The draft lottery is today.
Oh, it is today.
Maybe there's a chance.
Well, there was once upon a time ago at 1.8%, or was it 1.7?
No, it's 1.7. It's 1.7 tonight, too. It's 1.7.
That is amazing.
So
okay, so cool. So number one, the Bulls are going to get the number one overall pick, and Michael Jordan is back in the NBA.
Celebrate!
Does Michael Jordan coming back, does that tilt the odds in the Bulls' favor? Is that worth something? You've got okay. Hear me out. Jordan's back. The draft lottery is in Chicago, so they have home court advantage. Tell me that doesn't mean something.
What about that whole play-in situation where they lowered their odds of getting the first overall pick?
Why are you doing
Did
this
that
to
mean
me?
Nothing
See,
to you?
You're trying to rile me up right now. I'm not
with the facts.
We have a segment for this later.
Go ahead.
No, this is the segment.
This
now.
Is the segment.
We've moved NBA. Well, not that part, but we're talking NBA right now, so you can talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, so
don't save your thought when the thought is in front of you.
I know it's 1.7. I know in the 40-year history of the draft, going back to 1985, the draft lottery, the 40-year history of the draft lottery, there have only been two times where a team with these odds, 1.7%, actually won the draft lottery. Those two instances, 2014, Cleveland Cavaliers, Andrew Wiggins, 2008, Chicago Bulls.
2000 late.
Derrick Rose. Tell me why tonight can't be the next time. And here's why it should be the next time. Because we do all this talk about how tanking is bad and you shouldn't reward teams who tank. This is the perfect opportunity for the NBA
to cheat.
To cheat, effectively, and say, you know what? The Bulls deserve, well, I don't know, that's arguable, but the Bulls should get the number one overall pick because at least they try. They try to win basketball games when they know they shouldn't.
So you want to, in the name of MJ, you want to reward mediocrity.
No, I want to reward effort. There was
you
effort
You want to reward
made.
sub-500 basketball.
I want to reward
and
effort.
It, and you did it after bringing up Michael Jordan's return to the NBA.
They're all sub-500.
You think those two are the same?
All 14 of those teams are sub-500. At least this team was trying to win.
I love the concept of the Bulls trying to get the first overall pick. I do want to address what the NBA is doing. How much money did they have to give Michael Jordan to have even this title?
What is he?
I feel like special contributor, I think that means he shows up when he wants to.
But like, is 100%. It a per game thing, or is it just a flat fee and then you show up, we give you 15 dates where you come in and do your thing? Is he in studio? Is he on site? I have so many questions.
I
think they just bring him in and they're like, okay, so what did you think about Gary Payton? A lot of people said that he covered, the glove. I think they ought to do that.
When you consider that they're bringing back the theme song, when they've decided to use Jim Fagan's voice,
old Teshy,
through AI, and now they want to bring back Jordan. What year is this?
I mean, I think you're
what
right.
What in the name of the 1990s is going on here? And Layla? I can't say I'm mad at it.
Oh, from a nostalgia standpoint, this is a dub on top of a dub on top of a
contributor
dub.
Contributor could mean that he is going to do five things this year. You know
but
what I mean?
If he speaks on basketball at all,
it's a treasure.
It's something that we have not heard. I mean, Kobe's funeral, was that the last time where MJ really talked about the game, or at least about an aspect of it, when he eulogized Kobe Bryant?
Who has been more accessible to us in the last 30 years? Popes around the country or Michael Jordan? I'd almost argue it's been the Popes, because Jordan does not make himself accessible to the people, especially in Chicago. He really, that's the next step. Like, this is cool that he's, back in the NBA, but when's Michael Jordan going to re-embrace Chicago?
You know, here we were on Friday talking about how we can't handle the Pope being American, and the whisper of Michael Jordan speaking about basketball has induced Marshall to want cheating.
And Grody's with me.
I'm complicit.
I'm with you, Marshall.
Has induced Marshall and Grody to want cheating and the some sort of frozen ping pong ball scenario where the Bulls get the first overall pick again. And by the way, Duke is with you, because the Bulls posted a video today on Twitter and they were like, hoping a ping pong ball goes our way. And it's this cute little video of this ball bouncing. And Duke's like, you guys should draft a Blue Devil. And I'm like, stop it, Duke. Stop it right now. Stop with this crazy talk.
Probably won't be that Blue Devil, the one that you're thinking of. But yes, they should draft Cooper Flagg if he becomes available wherever they're picking, whether that's first, 12th, 13th, 14th.
To get this man to Chicago.
Simply invoke the name of Jordan, and we have gone off the rails. You're comparing him to the Pope in a hot take.
Well,
what's up,
that's
Ray?
Not a hot take.
Am I wrong?
Comparing Michael Jordan to the Pope is not a hot take.
That is not a hot take. World-known, worldly respected, universally liked. I guess I can't call the Pope universally liked. That would
be a mistake. The Pope didn't take anything personally.
That's true. I don't know if MJ
theory,
does.
I don't know. Maybe as a cardinal, I don't know the situation.
But people look to Michael Jordan taking things personally and say, that's how you win by any means necessary. You know, friendship and teammates' egos and all that out the window, because it's Jordan, the greatest to ever do it, according to some sources. And so I think...
Some sources?
Some people are LeBron stans. Oh. You know the deal.
Here's the thing, though. It's not like the Chicago market wasn't going to watch the NBA on NBC. We were going to watch.
No, this is just good for the game. Forget about Chicago specifically right now. This is good for everyone.
Ray, you've been raising your hand.
That's right.
Oh, hey, Ray.
So Michael Jordan, this is apples to oranges comment I'm about to make, but Michael Jordan's going to be a special contributor. There's a very high possibility that Michael Jordan can, as you said, one of you threw out three appearances, right? Three appearances in the NBA season. Let's say five appearances throughout the NBA season next year. And in those five appearances, Michael Jordan could be extremely, extremely more interesting than a full season of Tom Brady in the NFL.
And check this out. You guys ready? It will come back to Chicago. I think these are the first steps in Michael Jordan buying the Bulls.
Oh my
Ooh,
word.
The Bulls are not doing it.
Now you're hearing me? You guys
get some help.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that, Robbie. Get some help.
These are the first steps. This is it. Okay, here's what we need you to do. We just need you to come, show yourself a little bit on NBC. Then slowly but surely, we're going to move you in the direction of Michael Reinsdorf, and we're going to have you write a check and buy the Bulls, and it's going to be great. And the
what
Bulls
makes
are
you think Michael Reinsdorf or the Reinsdorf family at large has any intention of ever selling the Bulls?
I mean, everybody sells eventually. I mean,
no, people
everything.
Just die and pass it on to the next.
Okay, well, I mean,
no, both are true, actually. Teams do sell, and some teams pass it on to the next.
Are we talking about it with the White Sox?
They don't like the White Sox. Have you seen the product they put on the field?
Okay, well, it could happen with the Bulls eventually. How much do they like the Bulls if they're not investing in that team? And 20,000 people show up every night.
They are investing. They're investing enough that people show up every night. Guess what? Win or lose, people are doing what, Mark?
They're showing up at the the United Center. That's exactly right. Okay. So they're not investing in the team. People show up no matter what.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you have one question to ask Michael Jordan as a basketball commentator,
yes,
what is it? Oh. I mean, for me, it's state of the game, probably.
I got it. I want to know his top five current players. That's a question. Give me your top five guys that I would love to know who he truly respects in the NBA right now. Other than, let's even leave LeBron out of it. Let's not overcomplicate.
Wait, why
would you leave LeBron out of it?
Because he's 40.
No, it doesn't matter. You think he doesn't know his career? He has to hear about him all the time.
All right. Maybe I should have said the question: the best five young players in the league. But I'll stick with players under 30. Can we do that?
Sure.
That's what I'd be interested in. What about you guys? That's what I would want to know.
Raise you with the best five overall to him.
I like that though.
All time?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying like the best five currently overall.
Okay. Oh, I thought you meant all in history.
Notwithstanding.
Okay.
All right. So my question is very simple. Michael, you could change one thing about the game. Rules for ownership, rules for the CBA, rules for in-game play. What would you change about basketball? What would you change about today's game?
The thing that I like about all of this is, say we even ask those three questions to MJ for the entire bloody season next year. That changes the entire narrative of other networks if he speaks on those three questions.
Whatever
NBC is paying him, it's worth it already. Like, think about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's worth it. I got to find out how much they're paying him. I'm so curious. Like, what do you think? There's some executives going back decades with MJ, with the NBA, with the, you know, when you talk about Ahmad Rashad, Willow Bay, like there's inside stuff. There's history there, right? With Michael Jordan and the way he used to interact with the media. So I want to know what that first phone call was. I'm going to call Michael and say what? And how is it presented to him?
Maybe you just play a speaker. You just hit play on the speaker and it's... Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, or no. Maybe you will a keyboard. Or no, get grand. Take a baby grand piano and pull it out of the back of a truck. And John Tesh is wheeled up to his like front gate. And they ring the buzzer. And he just starts playing.
And he's wearing the purple vest and that white shirt with the weird collar.
There's a few entertainment shows. Also, Tom Cruise today. Chuck Swirsky, guys. Joe Bag of Donuts.
What'd he say?
He says the following. He says, NBA is serious, very serious, upon their return to the NBA. Play-by-play broadcasters are superb. Mike Tirico, Noah Eagle, Jay Crossover. Is that Jay Williams? Jay Crossover? Reggie Miller,
TNT,
and now Jamal Crawford,
yes.
Sick, and now MJ contributing from time to time. Wow! So Chuck Swirsky, voice of the Bulls, aka Joe Bag of Donuts, has spoken.
What question would Chuck ask MJ?
Text him.
I will. I will
do that. Yes. Okay, while he's doing that, listen to this.
We're multitasking score. Yeah.
The NBA on NBC is serious business.
Serious.
That's what this is all telling me. This latest move is just because there's such an affinity for that era of basketball for people who were, if you were around back then, you know what it was.
The NBA and NBC was the premier brand.
And everything else was just kind of like, but it's not the NBA on NBC. Even when other networks got involved, I mean, you can say what you want about TNT, their studio show, superb. But the basketball games that used to be on way back then were very much second fiddle to the NBA on NBC. Do you know how many times I rushed home from church on a Sunday to catch that doubleheader?
Mm-hmm. And the four-minute open where they're slow dissolving into the storylines and you hear the piano and the crescendo and all of that?
Listen, when you got home and when those four teams, whoever they were, and usually it was the Bulls, usually it was some version of the Bulls, the Suns, the Warriors, Knicks, the Lakers, the
Pistons,
Knicks,
Robbie.
The Pistons. That was a prime time. That's when games meant something.
Yes, sir.
In the regular season.
Yes, sir.
Bring it back.
Yes, sir.
Two things I love when Marshall gets hyped. Number one, when there's a clap. If there's a clap in the middle of the discussion, I know it's going to get good. Or when there's like a woo, that's how you know you've leveled up in the Marshall
right.
Harris discussion.
He eliminated me during the pre-show meeting. He's like, Brody, I'm going to get you, man. I was like, whoa, take a break.
He took that personally.
Yeah.
I mean, Marshall's already ready. He has the Jumpman hoodie on right now.
Good to go.
It was clean.
It was written. Awesome.
You know what else is written? Yeah. You know what else is written?
And another basketball segment that we might do on the show.
From the 90s.
I've
run TMC
Marshall
forever.
How he feels about Steph.
Oh, my goodness.
I do. It's probably going to happen.
I'll wait for a Chuck Swirsky
return. So, yeah, how about that
return?
Breaking news? Yeah. We get MJ on commentating, hopefully, in some way, shape, or form on the game. I think it's a wonderful piece of news for the NBA overall. And what do you think about the All-Star game? So many questions for MJ. So little time. We look forward to that coming up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.